At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, it's time for your daily friendly reminder. If you're interested and or want to learn more, get your kid registered for the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. You can do that at CarrikerChronicles.com. The camp, once again, will feature Heisman Trophy winner Eric Crouch, Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer Amon Green, Outland Trophy winner Zach Wiegert. All right, a man with 25 years of college football coaching experience, and he led the conference in interceptions when he played for Nebraska. Kenny Wilhite, and yours truly. The camp will take place Lincoln, Nebraska, July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Autographs included. Let's see. T-shirts included as well. All right. It is for boys and girls, K through 8th grade. Learn the fundamentals. Take your game to the next level. All right, again, learn more and or get registered. Share with a friend, CarrikerChronicles.com. To attend and have, hopefully, a memorable experience, get better at the game of football, and be around some of the best to ever do it. All right, here at the University of Nebraska, at the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. Quick update. Not an update, but just kind of something we're keeping an eye on, because Matt Rhule has mentioned, hey, running back room looks good. We don't need to do much to that room. Jake made a point during the break. They've only really talked about two guys, though, and you need more than two guys. Now, if nobody ever gets hurt, nobody ever gets tired, two guys are perfect. Isn't the injury rate in football over time 100%? Isn't that correct?
I think so.
Yeah. Don't people sometimes get tired?
I've noticed, yeah.
Yeah, me too. So, North Dakota State running back, or he's now in the transfer portal, Chamar Brown, now in the transfer portal. All right, rushed for 1,181 yards and 15 touchdowns, won the 2024 Jerry Rice Award, which goes to the top FCS freshman. Now, he was a zero star coming out of high school. I haven't double checked that. I haven't confirmed that, but that is what I found when I quickly looked it up. 5'11", 200 pounds out of Omaha. All right. It appears that Nebraska has some interest in him. All right. Former Creighton prep kid, obviously went to North Dakota State, is currently the top ranked running back in the portal, I believe, as we sit here, right now. Nebraska is set to host Chamar Brown for a visit this week. So what's your take on Matt Rhule saying, we don't need to address the room, but he's going to visit this week? Seems like there's mutual interest. He is a Nebraska kid. Is it because he's a Nebraska kid? Is it because we need help in the room? Oh, by the way, as expected, the top-ranked player in the state, top-ranked quarterback in the state, Jet Tamala, has committed to Iowa State. So Iowa State now has 6 of the top 10 players from the state of Nebraska. Matt Rhule did address this last week. We will get to that. All right, about in-state recruiting, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, the bottom line is you got to win is what he was getting at. But we'll get to that in a minute. So do you think this is because he's a Nebraska kid? Do you think we really do need some help in the running back room? Do you think he's just such a good player you can't ignore him? And you got to make an offer because sometimes some guys are just so good. What are your thoughts on this, Jake?
I don't know. It's very intriguing because I think sometimes you just have to tried to put the message together ourselves, right? And sometimes the messaging from one staff member to the next might be a little different. And that's kind of what kind of leaves us here is that I think Matt Rhule has pretty much stated that they feel pretty good about the running back room and they're going to need some guys to step up. I think Dana Holgerson put a little bit more frankly and said, we have two guys. Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of, you know, you kind of try to read between both those things. But I think Matt Rhule also stated that they're going to go after 3 or 4 guys in this portal class. There's probably not going to be a whole lot more additions here, but this seems like just one you have to go after with the Nebraska connection. I mean, obviously, what he's able to do at the FCS level as just a freshman, and I think he did. I mean, he had this offer. He had a couple MAC offers, I think. Outside of that, nothing a lot there for Tremar Brown. So he used this opportunity, was the first running back at North Dakota State, in fact, to have over 1,000 yards in 7 years, which is kind of surprising for such a good program. But so I think it's a little bit of both. From the outside, it looks like they need a running back. Mm-hmm. Could use it, but they've been pretty good about their messaging about saying that's not necessarily the case. So I think it does. I'd like to choose one way or the other, but I think it just kind of falls into both categories.
I do know positions they're looking at. Their top four positions: running back, edge rusher, defensive line, and punter. I don't think punter surprises anybody. Honestly, I don't think D-line or running back surprises anybody unless you listen to what was said in press conferences where we're going to have one of the best D-lines around. We don't need any help in the running back room. But that's like two of the main four positions we're looking at right now in the transfer portal. Matt Rhule is very, very good in front of the microphone. I think he's a high character guy. I think he's about as honest as you're going to get. Sometimes when people, and I've said this before, sometimes when people are very, very good at speaking, and I'll tell my kids, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. That's 95% of communication. All right, it's nonverbals and how you say things versus what you say. Like if I say, "Hey, Jake, I'm having a great day. Do you believe me?"
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm surprised you even heard what I said. "Dude, I'm having a horrible day. Life sucks. This is terrible." Like, maybe not the best example. You get my point. Like, the words don't mean anything. It's how you say it. It's your nonverbals and everything else. Sometimes with Matt Rhule, like when he talks about, "We're going to have one of the best D-lines around, but I point out we haven't been in pads yet since the Pinstripe Bowl." I'm not saying he's lying or he's misleading. What I'm saying is sometimes you got to pay attention to the whole picture, not just the corner that we want to get excited about as Husker fans. You got to look at the whole picture. Okay, and he's obviously going to say positive things. He's not going to go up there and be like, "We're not good at this. We suck at that." Now, a coach might say, "We need to get better. We need to improve. We need to do this. We're going to get better every day. We're going to work harder. We're going to grind longer." All those things are phenomenal. Again, Matt Rhule's a man of high character, which is one reason I love how he carries himself, how he represents his university, the state of Nebraska, the football program. You got to keep in mind a coach, there's going to be a little bit of coach speak to things, and sometimes you just got to pay attention to some of the outliers that aren't always going to be pointed out, but sometimes they're not that hard to figure out and or see on its own as well. For me, we have two good running backs. You need to have a third option in case somebody gets tired, somebody gets banged up. Okay, a 1-2 punch is perfect, but it's not a perfect world. So I'm curious to see what happens with Tremar Brown and or any other running backs in the, we haven't had our spring game replacement weekend yet, but the post-spring transfer portal. All right, as far as D-line, edge, punter, I think punter was pretty obvious. I assume they have some sort of a plan in place. Otherwise, you don't tell a very good punter, Jack McAllister, "Hey, it's not going to work out." And it's style of punting that this has been covered. It's a style of punting, rugby punting versus traditional punting. Mike Eckler likes to take advantage of certain things. We'll dive into why rugby punting versus regular style of punting here in a minute. And if you learn more about it, I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of it. But I got to assume there's some sort of a plan in place there. Defensive line, edge rusher. Okay, maybe some more proven guys at the defensive line spot. They certainly got some athletes and some guys who look the part. You know, just got to see how it comes to fruition once the season gets rolling. All right, 4-star running back out of high school, Brian Bonner, is down to 5 schools. All right, Nebraska's among them. You got Notre Dame, Washington, UCLA, Penn State, and Nebraska. 4 Big Ten schools and 1 school who thinks they're too good for everybody. All right. Can you tell I love Notre Dame, Jake?
You kind of started to like them once the playoffs, because they were one of your picks. But
I like their style of play.
Yeah.
I like their head coach. I like their style of play. I like running the ball, like blue-collar, physical, smash mouth on offense, going to tackle well, play good defense. I like what he's built there. I honestly think if Matt Rhule could have Nebraska look like what Notre Dame looked like and has looked like for a year or two, in a year or two here in Lincoln, I think he'd be pretty happy with that. And I think most Nebraska fans would be pretty happy with that. And then that's taken, obviously, Notre Dame just played for a national title. Take that out of the picture. Just how Notre Dame plays football, how they approach it, how they want to build their program. It's blue-collar, in-your-face, physical, smash-mouth football built from the inside out with guys who buy into the culture, which is very hard to get done in today's day and age of college football. I think Matt Rhule would look at that and be like, "Yeah, it looks pretty good. I want something similar." Now, maybe not exactly like, but similar here in Lincoln, Nebraska. So I'll be curious to see who they bring in, what positions those guys play that they're going to bring in through the portal. It was interesting. I did not see offensive tackle listed at all. Now, he has mentioned Elijah Pritchett has all the talent in the world, got to find. I don't know if he said consistency, but what I heard was consistency from Elijah Pritchett. All right, I love it when I hear not just walk-on guys, but guys that are kind of under the radar, like Tyler Kanak and some other guys that he's mentioned who happen to be, you know, some scholarship transfer guys and some walk-on guys stepping up looking good, especially in the offensive tackle spot. It gives you hopefully better starters, hopefully better depth, hopefully better competition, which is going to make everybody better. High tide raises all ships. If you got nobody pushing you, like there's a reason people like to work out with a partner. You can push each other, make each other better. There's not a whole lot of people out there that can work out by themselves and still push themselves to the limit. Some, just not as common as, hey, I've got somebody pushing me, I'm pushing them. All right, iron sharpens iron, high tide raises all ships type approach. All right. Rule was asked about local recruiting and how he prioritizes it. Here's his quote. I have one job, and it's to win in Nebraska. Anytime a coach here has tried to do anything else but win at Nebraska, they've been asked to leave. No man can serve two masters. You have to win, end quote. So that was his response. He didn't specifically address in-state recruiting. He said, I have to win. So for me, I still have a hard time with Iowa State as a top 20 recruiting class. Almost 50% of their class is from Nebraska, so these players must not be too bad. I still can't get that out of the back of my head. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again. All you can ask from your head coach is he has, I was going to say, he has the balls to do what he thinks is best. Can I say that? I did. Okay. Like, it's not easy to do. You've got everybody under God's hot sun analyzing everything that you do for months, and you don't get to put on display what you believe for months, and you have to sit there and endure it and deal with it. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. You've got Jake and you've got Adam who just won't shut up about what I'm doing. All he can do is what he believes is best. I will support that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. In the meantime, I do believe there's a level of accountability. Are there certain things that make sense? Are there certain things that don't make sense? At the end of the day, he's human. But he's got to do what he believes is best, and he's right. He made the, I'm going to go shake everybody's hand, do all this stuff, Nebraska friendly tour last year. And I think he found out real quick, a UCLA game didn't go great. The second half of this game didn't go great. This game didn't go great. Gosh, I better just focus on winning games. Not that he wasn't doing that before. But I think he realized, hey, it's great to have great relationships. But what's going to create great relationships even more so is winning. Winning cures 99% of everything. And so you got to endure for months, everybody scrutinizing everything under God's hot sun. But at the end of the day, 12 Saturdays in the fall, I guess there's a Thursday, maybe a Friday in there as well. What's going to matter most is, did you conduct yourself with class and character, and did you win football games? It's always interesting to me when coaches will talk about, like, for example, our graduation rate was this. You know what I never hear? I never hear a coach who loses a bunch of football games talk about it, because people aren't as interested in it when you're losing football games, because the priority when you're a football coach is to win football games. If you're winning football games and then you talk about a graduation rate, then people want to clap. If you just talk about a graduation rate and you went 2-10, we may not like it, but people aren't going to be as interested. You might get the golf clap. See, I'm doing it. You can't even hear it on the radio. That's how interested people are if you're not winning football games. Verify that I was doing the golf clap.
You were, yeah.
Okay. So Matt Rhule's basically saying, I think this is the best football player we should go after. I think this is the best football player, and I think this is how we're going to win games. And maybe or maybe, maybe, maybe not, it is or is not different than what some people have done before. But I'm going to read this again. Anytime a coach here has tried to do anything else but win at Nebraska, they've been asked to leave. I don't think Matt Rhule wants to be asked to leave. I'm just going out on a limb with that one. So when it comes to in-state recruiting, I think I've said this before. I've at least strongly hinted at it. It's not about, I've always said you, no, personally, I believe you start with Nebraska kids. The good football players, you start, you go from there. You can get your beef from Texas, speed from Florida, wherever. 500-mile radius. I still believe in all that. Especially in today's day and age of transfer portal. because it's that much easier for people to come and go if they have no tie to the region, the state, or the program prior to coming. Doesn't mean that a Nebraska kid won't transfer somewhere else. We've seen that happen. It doesn't mean that an out-of-state kid's just going to zoom out the door. I think it does increase the likelihood, kind of like Nico going back home to California. I think he's less likely to leave now. I think there's multiple reasons why he might be less likely to leave now after everything he just endured, but you get my point. So I've always had that philosophy, but Matt Rhule's the head coach. And at the end of the day, he's got to do what he believes is best and what's going to help Nebraska win more football games. Because at the end of the day, that's what he's going to be judged 99% of the time by. You got any thoughts on that before we head to break, Jake?
Oh, it's just a fascinating strategy. I mean, you can kind of just brush it off and say, you know, different coaches be doing different things. But this has been pretty much what every coach stood at the podium and said is we've got to lock the doors on the state of Nebraska, you know, build a fence up and keep all the talent in. This is a different approach. This is more Nebraska offers should mean something is basically what he said at his press conference. It's not necessarily be the first to, you know, give out these Big 12 offers and then throw a Big 10 one in there. He just feels like Nebraska should basically hold itself to a higher standard, which will be interesting. It's also, you know, I as we talked about Jamar Brown, I think a lot of it just has to do with what you've got in the transfer portal going. Nebraska this past year was more of a transfer portal team. I think if you're looking down the line and what you want to do in college football, no longer are you worried as much about the 2027, 2028 class. You got to worry about your class, the guys on campus, the guys that might, that you're probably talking to that are thinking right now about the transfer portal. I mean, you just got to do this rebuilding of a roster every few months. So to worry way down the line and to want to be the first, I understand why there is a pivot in the strategy that they have. It's still a bold strategy, though.
It's definitely bold because if it doesn't work, people are going to react that much more to it. But again, that's where you've got to have the grapefruits to do what you believe is best. All right. Real quick, former Husker Cam Jurgens signs big extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. Former Nebraska center Cam Jurgens. All right. On Monday, signed an extension with the Eagles that will make him one of the highest paid centers in the NFL, number two in the NFL to be exact. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Jurgens' extension is a four-year, $68 million deal with $39.4 million guaranteed that will keep him with the Eagles through the 2029 season. Jurgens is a Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champ. All right, he fought back pain throughout the NFL playoffs and underwent a back procedure in February and is expected to be back in time for NFL training camp in July. Just a reminder, Jurgens was a second-round pick for the Eagles in 2022 and has appeared in 44 games. All right, and took over for Jason Kelce this past season as the starting center with the Eagles. And in my opinion, the Eagles have the best offensive line in the NFL. Jurgens is absolutely one of the best centers in the NFL. Well-deserved. Congratulations to Cam Jurgens. We got some more spring football updates when we return.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.